passage that I'll be sharing from today is 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10. So let me read that for you. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Weaknesses are rarely celebrated in this world. It's often seen as a disadvantage or a fault. People who are weak are often taken advantage of or overlooked, and weakness is something we all tend to avoid or try to overcome or hide. The word weakness or weak can be used to describe many things, and these are a few examples of the word weak or weakness being used. So in a job interview, I'm sure a lot of us have encountered this question. What are your weaknesses? People want to know, oh, who am I hiring? What am I getting? Who, if I hire this person, what am I to be aware of? And in the fight for survival, we are competing with others to show our very best. Another way we can say we are weak is self-indulgent liking for something, such as food. And my husband would say, "My weakness is for chips or fries with tomato sauce." We can say a currency is weak, like right now the Aussie dollar is really weak. In a sports scenario, we can say one team is weaker than the other, or the weakness of the team is this certain player. Even our physical bodies can be described as weak. And there are so many examples of weaknesses here. And we can add more to the list, people pleasing behavior, being insecure, anger issues, etc. But earlier in this passage, in 2 Corinthians 12, it says Paul was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment him. What is Paul's thorn in the flesh? The Bible doesn't specify what exactly Paul's affliction was. Some say it could be Jewish persecution, something he remembers from his past, or perhaps he was depressed. He could have struggled with sexual temptation, or did he have a physical ailment? We will never know for sure. But what we do know from the Bible is that Paul saw it as something given to him, something that was allowed into his life. I don't think it was easy for Paul because he says it torments him. The word torment here means to strike with a fist, maltreat, treat with violence and lack of respect. And even though Paul says it was given to him to keep him exalting himself, he pleads with the Lord for it to be taken away. His response to God, saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." It's quite unexpected. So this is how I would react to pain, especially the way Paul describes it. I simply ignore it. I get busy. I try to endure it with my own strength. I at times will my a positive spin to the situation. While I am consciously aware of it, I won't embrace it. I'll just say, okay, that's happening, but if I let that get to me, I'm going to be weak. So I'm just going to power on through my day and get what I need to done. But when we look at Paul, he really embraces God's reply to his pleading. Paul's response to God says, "I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Now, this is really countercultural. He wants to talk about his weaknesses, and he is well content with them. I think there has been a shift in the world where leading from a place of vulnerability is being encouraged. But in reality, it's actually very challenging to do. Yesterday, Cadence mentioned that the ESV staff is currently reading a book called The Emotionally Healthy Leader by Peter Scazzaro. In this book, there's a chapter called Face Your Shadow, and it talks about how we all have shadows in our inner lives. Shadows are things that are hidden, broken, things that are dark, that influence our behavior and how we respond to things. Shadows can take various forms, such as anger, greed, jealousy, resentment, lust. It could be more subtle, our need to please others, our need to rescue others. Some people just simply have a wound, or some people just can't stop working, which is a tendency to isolate yourself or to avoid certain things. So these things are really difficult to confront, and we actually prefer to hide it, forget it, or deny it. So what we see Paul doing here is actually recognizing his shadow and his weakness, bringing them before God, acknowledging them, and pleading towards God to take it away. But when he submits it before God, he finds Christ becomes his source of strength. He finds Christ's power and life is rested on him. So as I was sorry, as I was meditating on this passage, I came up with a list of reasons why God wants us to be vulnerable and why he wants us to embrace our weaknesses. Okay, one, they show where we are weak and what our limitations are. Two, it keeps us humble. They help us they help us to have compassion and empathy. It helps us to be vulnerable. It teaches how to love others. Four, it reveals the areas of our unbelief, but it also confirms the areas of faith that we have in God. Five, it exposes our idols. Six, it shows us where we need to pursue healing and growth. Seven, we understand what areas we need to surrender to God. And eight, it teaches us how to pray and to and it pushes us to seek God. These are all internal, but it becoming vulnerable and sharing our weaknesses, embracing our weaknesses, it also has an outward effect. So, number nine, it encourages others and allows them to put down their protective guard and also be vulnerable. 10, it helps others to see God's power working in our lives and see that God is indeed alive. They also can have hope. So there was a conversation I had recently that reinforced this for me. It reinforced how weaknesses can be a strength. I have a friend who I've known for over 10 years. She's from Sydney, and we were chatting probably like 2 weeks ago, and she's someone who has grown up in the church with me. And has distanced herself from God and the church in the last probably 5 years, and it's God and church is kind of a sensitive topic. I try to bring it up, but it's a bit difficult because I don't want to force her or offend her in any way. But what we were doing was we were sharing about our difficulties in the last month about COVID-19, family, things like that. And she was going through quite a difficult time, so this conversation naturally happened. And when I started sharing, I also shared my personal doubts about what I went through in terms of my faith. And I shared how I was going through a time where it was difficult to pray, difficult to trust God, and I was just overall very stressed. Shared my doubts about God's goodness and how I discovered that I was relying on my own strength. I wasn't relying on God at all. And what I also discovered through this is I wasn't strong enough to handle my circumstances, and I needed God so much to help me. And her response surprised me because I have shared similar things, but I guess not to the full extent. And she said that she was really encouraged by my honesty. She said that someone like her finds someone like me, a church worker, a pastor's wife, quite hard to relate to when it comes to faith, because she thinks my faith is like iron, like strong, impenetrable. I never go through any weaknesses or struggles in my faith. But when I shared my moments of weakness or the questions that I had, or that I guess my humanness, she said that it helps to know that people like me also struggle and have doubts. I want us to take a bit of a risk during this time. Take an honest look inside of ourselves to ask God to reveal the areas of weaknesses He wants us to address and submit before Him today. And I think it's not just about taking a look at your weaknesses and submitting them. I think we need to do it with expectancy, expecting that God will give strength, you will experience His grace. And sometimes we think, oh yeah, God's grace is with me. I wake up, God's grace is here. But in times of trials, is it truly sufficient for you? And this is a journey for me that for me to experience God's grace to be sufficient in times of trouble. Definitely sufficient during times where everything is great, where things are going to plan. But when my emotions are raging, when things aren't out of my control, is His grace sufficient for me? And PSAM said in one of his messages, weakness that is not submitted before Christ becomes weakness. Meaning, like, if someone is struggling with loneliness, they may turn to alcohol for comfort or to forget about their pain, and then it becomes weakness and something we enter into which we come out of. So as I close, I just want to say that I believe Paul could submit his weaknesses to God because he had a deep, intimate, and loving relationship with God. He truly trusted God. And I think that's the only way we can do this act of submitting our weaknesses before God is to have trust. And he truly believed in God's word that His grace is. He didn't get a long reply. It was just one sentence. But once he heard it, Paul was convinced, and he felt that, yeah, you know what? My God is with me, and when I'm weak, then I am strong. Let's do the same today as Paul. And if it's a hard thing for you to do, we can just start with the act of saying to God, God, my weakness is, my first step of weakness, of submitting weakness to you, is my inability to face my own shadow, my own weaknesses. Let's just pray for God to work in that first act of honesty, and also give you strength to delve into the inner parts so that you can bring up before God. So let's pray.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need every hour I need. I want you. My righteousness, oh God, how I need. Where sin runs deep, your grace is born. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Song to rise to you when temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand up for you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. So teach my song to rise to you. Temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and strength. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need, righteousness, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
God, we thank you for your grace. Thank you that in our weakness, Lord, we are strong because we have you. And I pray for all of us that when we go through challenging times, when we're insulted, when we go through persecutions for our faith, when we go through difficulties, family tensions, friendships that are starting to break down, God, or if there's someone at work that is just bothering us, causing us a lot of daily emotional, mental pain, God, I just pray that your word, where it says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness, will ring true, Lord, will come true in our lives, that we'll have enough faith to believe, Lord, that your grace is enough for us, and that we will just die to ourselves, Lord, and expect, God, for your power to be revealed in these circumstances, Lord. Help this be our testimony, Lord, our a way we can communicate to this world that needs hope, that is weak. There's so much going on, Lord, in this world, that and we all know, Lord, that Christ is needed, hope is needed. So yeah, I pray, Lord, that we'll be a light and salt wherever we go, Lord, and that we can start, Lord, by just acknowledging the weakness in us, Lord, the darkness in us, Lord. We thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. So let's turn to our prayer time, our community prayer. Let's pray for those who have cancer, going through therapy and surgery for cancer. Let's lift these brothers and sisters up. They may be named to us, but they're someone that someone is a family member, a friend, a auntie. So we just want to cover not just the people going through, but also those who are related to them. Let's turn to the next slide. Cover those who are unwell but also need the hope of Christ in their life. Let's cover each and every one of them, pray for healing, and that true healing will come in their hearts, their souls. Let's go to the infirmities slide. Let's pray for all of these people. Some people have been here on this list for a while. So let's pray for encouragement and increased faith. They won't give up on seeking healing, but also they will seek God's goodness and His goodness in other ways. Let's pray for those who are looking for a job, Ernie, Matthias, Andrew, and Rachel. Just pray that they will truly trust in God's provision, and in this time of searching, I pray that their faith will be strengthened and their needs will be met. And we'll go to the Friday mission focus. It's covered Japan and our church plant there, Peace Sophia, Jimin, and Hanjin, as they sow into SB Tokyo through prayer and relationships. Let's just pray that they will be kept safe from the virus, but also that they will have divine connections. Let's also pray for Cambodia, Grace and her business as missions, and Oasis House, which is the healing center with Pastor Jenny. And we'll cover the Missions Council. I found out yesterday that they all will have to be sharing at SPIN, our Indonesian ministry. So let's pray that God gives them a word for the sisters there, and that they have the confidence and to trust in God. Let's also pray that as they look at mission projects and look at the need that is coming their way, that they will have the wisdom and discernment to make the right decisions. Let's cover the local outreach teams, IGAPE, HOMI, Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SB Lions. I think a lot of their projects, their outreaches are on pause. I think SB Lions is still going out. So let's pray for them, the people that they meet, that they'll be safe, that God will send people to find out what their needs and meet their needs. And that Lights team that is going out to the red light district will have God's protection, they'll have divine encounters and see God's freedom in that place. SP Fam, the foster and adoption ministry. Let's cover Cadence. Let's cover all the babies that are babies, children that are in foster care, looking for loving homes to stay in as they wait for adoption. It's just pray that they will know the love of the father, also the love of the mother as they wait. T tonight's gatherings will be IP, SBU, SB Youth. May or may not be meeting in person, but whether they're meeting or in person at church, if that presence of God will be in each room, each person will be engaged and they can still bond and share in God's love and us, and they can pray for each other and truly experience fellowship. Our house churches tonight, Elements, Go, McCain, McDaddy, Robin. Pray for the house church leader, just to have wisdom about whether to meet physically or not. Pray that each home will be filled with the presence of God, and that this time will be true, like genuine sharing, encouraging each other, to spur each other in. And let's pray that there'll be Christ will be the center of these groups. Lastly, let's pray for Hong Kong. Praise God that our COVID-19 infection rate is so low or not at all. And so we thank God for the way the government has handled the situation here. But let's pray for just Hong Kong in general. We have heard of a lot of protests, unrest starting to surface again. We've seen the economy, people are affected by joblessness or lack of security, and there's just a lot of things that we are we as a church to sow into in prayer. So let's just pray for Hong Kong. God, we thank you for today. Thank you that we can meet up early to pray, to hear your word. And I just want to pray for our church that we will truly be a light in this city, and that we will be known, Lord, for Christ's love. And help us, Lord, to be the hands and the feet, Lord, in this city. God, I also pray that as we go back to some level of normalcy, back to the daily grind, I ask, Lord, that you will help us see, God, continue to speak to us about those areas that we've had a glimpse of or have faced, the weaknesses, the struggles, the dark side or broken side of us. God, help us to submit them to you, Lord, instead of reacting to hide or compartmentalize. Lord, I just ask that we will be able to trust you, Lord, and submit them before you and truly experience your love and your grace, Lord God. Thank you. Be with everyone as they go about the day. Lord, I just pray for your protection, your covering over every single person. And I pray for those who are going through difficult times that they'll find strength, Lord, in you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.